Okay, continuing where we started last week, just very introductory halachas for Chesh Mishpat, which we, as we said last time, we pushed off for whatever reason. We started last week with the very basic of Hamotzi Mechaver El Varayo, seemingly such a basic concept, and we just tried to understand and discuss how that works in comparative to Yeridea, Evan Ezer, Archaim. The halachas of Chesh Mishpat are very unique, that the judge is actually, as we saw from Shimon, the way Rav Shimon Shkaf explained it, so last time, is that the judge is just verifying for us what needs to be done. We're the one that are implementing it. It's not thievery, it's not theft until that actually happens, which is unique, because usually when you go to Yeridea, you're asking the Shiloh, is this kosher, is this not kosher? Am I Tomei or am I Tahar? Am I allowed to do this or not allowed to do this? And we discussed the Nafkamina would be, we see it the most stark in Ribbis, because Ribbis is a Yeridea question, but there's obviously Chesh Mishpat ramifications of contract and breach of contract if one doesn't. So we started this very big overview of Chesh Mishpat. I want to take it a little further. And that is right after Rav Shimon Shkab, it would be the page that is Shulchan Aruch, Chesh Mishpat Yudbei Zilchaz Ayonim. It's right before Perek HaMafke, Daf Lamed Zayin. So that's the page that we're up to. So even though Hamotzi Mechaver El Varayo, and if I have the money, it's right, it's on you to, the onus is on you to prove that I owe you the money if you want to take that money from me. But actually, in Shulchan Aruch is brought down, in Simin Yud Beis, in Hilchos Dayanim, Misha Tovim Oisei Mamon, somebody that's being asked to pay up, Shehu Muchzik Bei, and he's actually holding on to that money, Asa Levakej Zdadim Lehishamit, he's not allowed to look for ways to get out of it. Kadesha Tiratza, she Yisratza Halal Lassasim Ebsharo, he can't, he's not going to make the other guy's life difficult. That the other guy said, you know what, so let's just settle. V'yum chalal ha'shar, and he'll forgive the rest. He's not allowed to do that. And the reason for that is because if the money is deserved by the other party, you're not allowed to get him to somehow agree to the other 50%. Meaning, if we don't know, then pshar is a beautiful thing. But if you know, you're holding on to the money because you're being a tough guy, and you're holding, and you know that the other guy gets the money, and you're trying to figure out ways to hold on to Lemechtzel Shusha Raviyah, you're 90, not allowed to.
Welcome to 90% of our cases.
Okay.
Isn't it also a form of Ainot?
In what way?
It's not a sale.
Not a sale, but I'm saying it's coercion, it's duress.
So we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. Not today, but we're going to get to that. So Mechav is saying you're not allowed to do that. And the Ramah adds, Vim Avar Va'aso, Eina Yotzi Yidei Shemayim Achit Lo Yashaloi. Meaning, even though I'm Hamotzi Mechaver El Varayo, I can't take money from you if I can't prove it. But if you know in your heart of hearts that you owe me the money, you have no right to hold on to that money. You have to give it to me. That's the halach in Shulchan Aruch. So we like to think, oh, possession is not intended to the law, therefore you can't prove otherwise, so therefore you're stuck. We have a Bari Olam that also tells us that you're not going to be Yotzi Yidei Chavasa B'Shamayim, and you're not. Even if there's one dime that the guy doesn't get back that he deserves, and you know that he deserves it, if you don't know, and we go to a diet, fine. But if you know, you have to give up everything. So
sure it doesn't count.
Sure, it doesn't even count.
Sure, it doesn't count.
Correct.
Doesn't that go against what you just said, that it's not stealing until the diet says so? I mean, it seems that this is independent of the sock and the diet.
It's exactly why I'm bringing down this halacha. Because there's halacha. The diet is telling you what to do. But that's if we don't know the psak. We're coming, we're both innocent, we don't know. My car hit his car. I short-stopped, which caused him to drive into somebody else's garage.
This is a very problematic parking lot, you should know.
Don't bring baseball into this. Just because you're a shortstop is irrelevant.
We both had cars hit in the parking lot recently.
Okay. No, but I'm saying if you're the reason that somebody else's garage got smashed in, right? You should be a shortstop. The guy swerved behind you not to hit you, and he went into the guy's garage. Are you chayev? You putter? I don't know. Probably not. Okay.
Well, it's too stubborn, but I'm saying if in a case where you know.
That's what I'm trying to qualify. The Hamotzi Mechaver El Varayo becomes a lot smaller now. Because if you know you owe the money, you have no right to hold on to that money. You have no right to even settle on that money.
What about, I have an actual case, okay? This is a legitimate case where I have a guy.
I'm not a dying.
But we can talk about just it. Saying, we can talk because I think the case is applicable.
He's not even a rabbi.
Yet.
Saying, I don't know if this qualifies as what you're saying. Don't give the guy a hard time. So I have a client who owns a property with partners, and there's one partner who's claiming a chelik larger than the main managing member thinks he's entitled to.
Is this the driveway case?
No.
Oh, okay, fine.
And so what he did was he wants to sell the property, but he doesn't want to give this guy the money that he's claiming.
Okay.
So he's the majority member. The guy who's claiming money is only a small 10% owner.
Okay.
So he says, I'm going to sell it. I'm going to sell the property. I don't even have to tell him about the sale because he's a minority member and I have the authority under the LLC docs to do it. And then I'm going to put the money in escrow and I'm muchzik. So I'm creating a situation
that's
where I'm muchzik.
That's even worse. That's a Gazlan. He knows that the guy owns 10%.
No, he's not keeping his money.
So what's he doing?
He's going to take the proceeds from the sale.
Yeah.
He's going to hold on to it, either in an escrow account.
Why? It's not his 10% of it's not his.
Because he doesn't believe the guy's entitled to 10%. He believes the guy's only entitled to 5%.
So first of all, 5% off the top has to go to him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you agree, right? I mean, you yourself, whoever you are, agree 5%. The other 5%, so that has to be hashed out in Bezin. I don't know.
Why is it Zermikulishli?
We'll get to it.
So you're saying...
You're right. There could be. What? But over there, they're both... Hold on a second. Nobody has
two cases, Magbir Metzia and also Zermekulishli.
In what case? What case?
This could be the scenario. Nobody has it right now. It's sitting out in the ether.
Okay.
And now they're going to do a sale, and the Shailu Subu grabs it. So he grabbed it first.
There was ownership before. This is not grabbing. There's actual ownership that they're taking away from each other.
So you're saying that if there's a clear entitlement to 5% and 2% is disputed, you have to release the 5% immediately, no matter what.
As a Jew to a Jew, yes. You want to know, is it a smart idea legally? Maybe not.
What if there's a third party who's holding the money, like an escrow agent? This is a case we have right now.
Absolutely, yeah.
He's actually in Bezdin right now. There's a third party who's holding the money who's an escrow agent who doesn't have indemnity.
So again, if the guy's agreeing he owes that amount and he's just holding on to it so he can get the other part resolved, that's fair. I'm going to give it to him.
No, he's also disputing the money and not releasing the money because he believes he has claims back. There's an amount.
Oh, that's a different shayla. It's a very, very complicated chashim mishma shayla. Am I allowed to hold on to money that I know is yours, but because you owe me elsewhere, that's called tfisa. That's called tefis. That's called grabbing somebody else's money. Excuse me, grabbing somebody else's money in order to, because the guy owes me, so I'm just gonna hold.
Is it considered grabbing somebody else's money if you don't?
Do you owe
allow? No, if you don't agree to allow an escrow agent, third party who's holding the money for the benefit of both parties.
Those are very big questions in Tvisa. Very complicated questions. Hopefully over the next couple of months we will be able to get some clarity on that.
Right.
That is what Jeremy would call a nitty gritty.
Right.
Okay.
Fair enough.
So as Jeremy's about to tell us what we saw in the Shulchan Aruch over here.
This has to do with limitations on the presumption of ownership. Even in cases where Bezdin cannot establish the facts, if the owner knows that the facts are in fact against him, he may not utilize his leverage as a muksuk, in which he's the possessor and the presumed owner, to get the better end of a deal. Doing so, after all, is tantamount to theft. Winning in Bezdin does not make you right if you are misrepresenting or hiding the facts. I would say misrepresenting the facts or hiding the ball, but yeah, whatever.
I mean, those were your own words. You could just say
yes.
Hiding the ball.
Got it. So even though last week we discussed Ba'arichas, the concept of Moitz Mechaveroi, but all we're trying to show on this Shulchan Aruch is, and we'll see in the Gemara itself also, is that Moitz Mechaveroi is quite limiting. Because if you know, then, you know, if you know what's right, you have to do what's right. No question.
But are you allowed to create a situation where you're Mufzik in order to gain upper hand?
Jeremy just said no.
Not to give the guy a hard time, just to create a situation where you're
Jeremy, if I can remember,
Where nobody's a muchzik,
and you want to create...
That's the first mission.
That's
Tvisa. So, called Olm Or, depends on what cheat you hold. Right? Sumchus versus Chalm. Yeah, Nechalam. That's Mechalik, it's Nechalam, what we do. Yeah.
Right. Depends which client wants.
Yeah, very important.
What is happening here?
Depends what the client wants.
That's the fifth chelik.
That's called, that actually is not even, I know you mean it as a joke, but it's actually true. That's called Kimli. This is one of the most important halachas in Chesh Mishpah. It's called Kimli, which means if there's one opinion out there, I could say, oh, but I hold like that opinion.
Is Kim Lee Asian?
You would have made that joke if you thought of it first.
Yeah.
You can't even.
In your day, you can't say Kimli. If the Rav says there are a bunch of sheetas that say you're Tame, but we passing the Yitar, I'm saying the opposite. A bunch of sheetas that passing the Yitar, but we passing that Yitame. You can't say, oh, Kimli Ka, whatever. The Rav gave you a psak. It's another very big distinction, Chesh Mishmut. Chesh Mishmut, you could say Kimli. Okay, we have to know when. What?
The Chumra you could.
The Chumra you could. Correct. That's something else. That's not because of Kimli.
Nobody says I'm Torah. Everybody says I'm
Tame. Everybody says you're Tame?
Yeah.
What does
Tame
have to do
with that? I don't know. He just said that. Yeah, next. So, let's see Gemara. The Gemara Rashi and a little bit of a Taisus. Perek HaMafkid on this topic. Amar L'Shnayim, a guy goes over to two fellows and he says, Gizalti Lechem Mekem. I stole from one of you guys, but mana, $100. Any days in Mekem. I have no idea which one I stole from you. Which one of you I stole from. Oi, Amar Shalechem Mekem Hefkidli, or one of your dads gave me money to watch. Mana, any days of who? I don't know which one gave me the money. So now I basically, in both cases, I have $100 that belong to somebody here. I just don't know who. Mm. So the halacha is, noisin lezemana, lezemana. He gives them each $100. You know why? Shahid mipi atzmi. You yourself admitted that you owe somebody here $100. In order to absolve the obligation, you have to give both of them the $100. Because perhaps giving it to A doesn't help you. So therefore you have to give as well to B.
That's interesting.
Shnayim, we'll qualify in a minute. Shnayim shivkidu eitzel echad. Zemana v'zemazayim. Two people gave somebody to watch money. One gave him $100 to watch, and the other gave him $200 to watch. When it comes time to pick up the money, zeoimer shalimasayim v'zeoimer shalimasayim. They're both claiming they gave the $200. So in this case, noisin lezemana v'lezemana. He could give them each 100, and he says, "Now there's 100. That's we're not sure." V'hashar yehei munach
atchi v'liyo. Why would they both be claiming a messiah if one of them gave a mana?
Because he figured he could make easy $100 here. Someone's a liar.
Oh, they're both claiming that they're the
They're the guy that gave the 200.
I got it. Okay.
So the halacha is here as the mafk, as the pekudin, as the person that's holding on to the pekudin, you can give 100 to each and say, listen, I definitely owe you each 100. The other 100, yehi munachat shi avaliyo. When the liar never comes, they'll tell me what to do with the other 100. I'm not getting involved in that last 100. That's shi tzan kama. Rabbi Yossi says you can't do that because imkei ma hefsed aramai. The guy that's a liar didn't lose anything. We didn't penalize him. Because he tried his luck. Right? $100? No, the 200 is mine. Let's say he's a liar. What's the worst case scenario? He still got his $100. So we can't do that. The good guy is losing out $100 and the bad guy is losing nothing. So it says Rabbi Yossi, Ela Hakol Yehi Munachat Shi Avaliyo. All the money, all 300 of it is put into escrow till the Yonavi comes and that's it. When we know the truth, we'll get it. This way, the Rama might say, you know what, just give me the 100, I'll call it whatever. Now, that's a big question. If he says, just give me the 100, maybe he's just saying it because, A, he just realized that he's about to lose 100, or maybe he really owes the 200, but he's willing to let 100 sit. According to Rabbi Yossi, is the guy allowed to say, give me 100? If I'm the one that originally claimed 200, can I say 100 or not? It's a big discussion. It's not partial what Rabbi Yossi would hold. That is, again, we have here a case of a muchzik. The muchzik happens to be a third party. He's holding on to everybody's money over here. Now, in the first case, he's holding on to a chilei rishus. He's a thief, or he's holding on to someone's pekudin money, chilei rishus, and the only way he can absolve his obligation is by giving them each $100. The second case of the Mishnah is he's holding on to two people's money. Either he's going to end up holding on to one person's money a little longer, or he's going to end up holding on to everybody's money a little longer. Because of the question that we have. So the Gemara points out, I'll go straight to the Gemara, the second half of the mission will leave. Alma, misfeka mafkina mamaino, based on a suffix, will take away money. Let's go to the first case. I come over to two people and I say, I stole from one of you two, I don't know which one. Why do I have to give you each 100? Why is it not much mechabel raya? If you could prove that I stole it from you, I'll give you the 100. It sounds like, says the Gemara, misfeikim afkina mamayna. Just on a suffix, we tell him to pay up. And we don't say, oikim imanim cheskis mamayna. We don't say, amat smicha b'al v'raya. But urimini, shnayim shivkidu etzel echot, zeh manav zeh mesayim, zeh mishalim mesayim, zeh mishalim mesayim. Noisim lemanav zeh, zeh manav, ashayim manav chachiyav elio. The end of our Mishnah. We see at the end of the Mishnah, the case of where each one gave one 100 and one 200, we don't say, We give each one 100. Why don't we say this? We should say in this case that when this one comes to say, Which one to give it? Just don't give it to either one of them. Says the Gemara, Amalei Pikat Nagezel Karamis. You can't equate being a person watching someone else's money versus a thief. Because Gezel, the Avari Surya, by Gezel you stole, so consider Rabbanon. The Rabbanon added on a payment of 100 bucks. 100 you definitely owe. The rabbi said, give another 100 because you're a thief. But Pikatan, do I have any Surya? But by Pikatan, what did I do wrong? I'm holding on to both of your money.
You're a Bailey.
But the Rishon also has a Pikatan case.
Oh, one second, very good. Loikan Surya Abanon. Frank Digimara, Vrami Pikatan, Apikadoin. Vrami Gezel, Apikadoin. Pikatan, Apikadoin. Your question, the Ketani Rishon. We have in the first case also a case of Pikatan. I, Aviv, Shalachad, Mikem, Mifkat, Etzlimana. Your question, we see this within Pikatan itself, a contradiction. Amar Rava, says Rava, unbelievable, you said, Reisha Nasa, Kemisha Evkidu Loi B'Shnei Kriches. The first case is like, it's like two people gave it in two separate bundles. The Havale Lameidak, two people came, each one giving 100 bucks. You should have been aware, as a person taking it, who gave you what, right? Two people gave.
You got to do your due diligence. You got to keep your records.
Correct. But seifa nasi k'misha hivku d'lo b'krach echad, d'lo yhavu le meidak. But in the seifa, it's like they both came, Rashi says the case is they both came at the same time. That's not on me. That's on me. As the Baal Pikadin, I should have been cognizant and aware who gave me 100 and who gave me 200. It's because I didn't, it's different. Do I have a, again, Sefer Nasik Mishav Kidu Lai B'Krach Echad, do I have a little Medak, Ki Goyin Dav Kidu Tervayu B'Had Adad B'Chad Zimno, they're both giving the money at the same time, Da Amalahu, and Gufaychu Lai Kepdisa Adadi, if you two trust each other, Anak Kapitna, so why do I care? Meaning, if you came together, it's not my problem. You guys seemingly trust each other. So I just did, I took it, and I'm going to give back. What do I give back? Now you guys have problems? Figure it out. Yeah, munachachi avaliyo, because it's not my problem.
Don't commingle funds.
What?
Don't commingle funds.
So if there's two partners that have an LLC, if there's two partners that have an LLC and they deposit money in the escrow, we put it in PC law as the LLC. It's not a problem.
Right, because they agree.
But if this guy gives it to us, this guy gives it to us, and when I put it into PC law, I screw up.
That's you. Yeah, very good. Very fair. Very fair example. Says Rashi. Yeah. Says Rashi. We see that just based on a suffix, we will take out money. Because he says he has to give them each 100 bucks. And we don't say, we don't say in that case, so how do you reconcile it to? So the Gemara said, Reisha, the Chad Gavra Hifkid Etzloi. Well, one person came, Vavale Kishnaim Shifkidu Etzloi. One person came. It's like two people came. B'shnei kriches, two separate bundles. Kolim zeh shalom b'fnei zeh. There, the havei lameidak could be hivkid etzlei mona mimasayim. It's on you. The onus is on you because they came individually. But when they say for shivkidu loy shnayim zeh b'fnei zeh, but when they come together, havei kamishin amonim zeh alzeh. You're telling the person that's watching it that you trust each other. Alzeh lahavkid shnepik d'naisim etzareich. The lesser lameidak ma yesh zeh b'seichoy uma yesh chaveiroy. Va'avagav loy karach echad. Have a mihu kivon shevkidu zeh b'fnei zeh gilu daitam shalichashtu zeh zeh lo yimah Hashem chaveri yitra amasayim. You basically notified us that you don't care when you came with that other guy. Says Taisus, one important point. Lekach nira, if you see where the line is on the side of Taisus, lekach nira, middle of Taisus, de kulo maslis and ari bebalotzi sidei shemayim. Taisus, the whole mission is when a guy's being lefnei mishur sadin, he's trying to do the right thing. Therefore, in the first case where he should have been aware of what was going on, they came at one. Taisus points out that this entire concept, this entire discussion, is a Balotzei Sidei Shemayim case, which means he wants to go above what the letter of the law is, because he knows what he wants to do. What's right. The letter of the law, he could always say, listen, I don't know. Here's the money. What should I tell you? Right? I'm not, whatever cases we'll say, whatever we'll say, the guy could just do that. But here we're talking about a case where he wants to do the right thing. I stole from someone. I want to do the right thing. Give both. I'm holding somebody's money. I'm not sure whose. Give both. That's what we're talking about over here. Which again, we see this yesod, that sometimes, even though we have halachas, but the application of you need to do the right thing in the eyes of Hashem overpowers those halachas. And yeah, you would have to, in this case, double pay or something along those lines.
Why are we not concerned that we would be disincentivizing people from confessing?
We'll see, you'll see the Shemaim.
In which case?
Yeah, which case?
In the case in the Mishnah where a guy comes and says, I stole from one of you.
Right.
Okay, I don't know which one, double. And now he's got to give double. By forcing him to give double, you're discouraged.
You'll see
the Shemaim. The whole Mishnah is talking about the Shemaim.
This is only
you want to do the right thing.
Oh, that... But halachically, what's he supposed to do?
Halachically,
says,
what do I do? I stole from one of you two. If one of you could prove which one it is, I'll give it to you.
And he's that's it?
That's it. That, you're not allowed to be nanda from that $100. That $100 has to be put aside into escrow. You're not allowed to keep it.
Oh, so he can give it to Beis Din
and say,
I'm done.
I don't know who gets it.
It's like the contract. You could deposit it with the court and walk away.
You wipe your hands with it. I stole 100.
Oh, I thought halachically he has to give twice.
That's what we put in our Tosfos. Tosfos is saying the entire Mishnah is if you want to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Let's just stay strong. It's very important. When you learn the Mishnah itself, it sounds like it's halacha.
So
that's
right.
What the Tosfos is saying. What?
In 7 years of this law firm, we haven't met anybody who wants to do the right thing.
As employees or as clients?
As clients.
Oh, okay, fine. You want to summarize for us?
That is very, very subjective.
Well, even in true cases of doubt, where the standard or presumption of ownership applies, there are times when the owner slash possessor is accountable to the standards of heaven. It est, he is morally obligated to pay.
Very fancy. I used to...
I didn't know that.
I did not know that either.
What is it?
It's Latin.
Est?
Id est.
I-D-E-S-T?
Yeah. Two words.
And what does each one mean?
It took 3 years
that is. No, 3 semesters of Latin. It, that
you
is.
Actually?
Yeah, sure.
I made that up.
That is?
That is.
It as is that is?
Yeah, or it is.
Something new.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
And he's for sure going to apply that in the Daf Yomi
share. At some point, the Shabbos is coming out. Yeah, definitely. I don't know if you pick it up. At some point, it's coming out.
You're going to mess it up.
Of course, I'll mess it up, but nobody will be able to call me out on it. That's the beauty.
Because on Shabbos, no one can pull out there.
Exactly. Right? That's why it's coming out on Shabbos.
EG, by the way, is exemplia gratis.
Can you write these things down for me?
It's all on Wikipedia. You just have to look it up.
This is so useful.
I need to know this.
Yeah, I know. Jerry, you got to be there for these years. You can call them out.
Things that get you.
Your next,
it's exciting, right?
Your next study, your next hobby is Latin.
I actually would. Okay,
it's an interesting language.
It is an interesting language.
Yeah,
it is.
It's very easy to learn if you know Hebrew, also.
Interesting.
A lot of the structures, the grammatical structures, are very similar.
Gender. You're assuming I know grammatical structures of Hebrew.
Oh right, that's true. You don't. I've learned you speak. You don't.
And now we do a Gemara that Mark and I learned pretty recently. Mesechta Bava Basra. Yud Beis Amud Beis. Gemara says the story as follows. Hahu, the second to last one on the line. Hahu dezavan ara amitzu de beinashio. There was a guy that sold a piece of land, amitzu de beinashio, on the border of somebody else. And kapalgu, when it came time to divvy it up between the brothers, amale pligli amitzuri. He says, you know, I want that border part of the parcel of the land. That parcel of the land. Because it ends up being bordering with mine. Meaning, the example is going to be something along the lines as follows. I own this land, and we as partnership bought this. And now we're dividing. We're splitting up the partnership. I say, give me this half of the field. This way, at least it's bordering with mine. And you say, no, I want this piece of the field. You're getting this piece of the field.
Why wouldn't you just sell the entire thing and split the...
With splitting, why wouldn't I? It happened. This is how it happened.
Okay.
We're dividing land.
One side doesn't have a clear bar mitzvah claim. One partner doesn't have a clear bar mitzvah.
I own this land.
So you have a clear bar
mitzvah.
What's
the bar mitzvah? We're dividing land. It's not selling.
You own this, and then me and you are partners here.
Correct.
So I'm saying I want
bar
mitzvah
is a sale.
What?
Bar mitzvah is in a sale.
So you're saying it's not a sale.
It's
not
a sale.
It's just a dissolution.
Right. There's no bar mitzvah in this case. I'm asking, as I'm saying, it makes sense for me to get this land. That's where my tractor goes, it'll just continue into the piece of field. Can I ask for that? So that's the case over here. Again, Hahu de Zavan Ara Matsu de Beinashio. Kika Palga, when it was time to divide, Amar Pliti Amitzrayi, I'd like to divide along the boundary lines. Amar Rabba, could go in Zeh Kofit Amit this time. Absolutely. The guy's right. What's it's a Zen ahead of Zalai Chasa, Rashi says. What do you care? You're getting 50% of the land. What do you care that I'm getting the part that's convenient for me? Maskva of Yosef. So Yosef says, why? I can hear a very clear claim. Amar Lei, Achi, Ma'alin Lei Lavei, Ki Nichsid Beba Mirian. He says, no, he could say to him, why can't he say to him that Rashi, I didn't line that Rashi next, it's the Rashi after the line. Amru Achim Alin Le Lavoy, Lonu Himishu Bachas, Kikarka Oisim Shobne Marion, Shehemu Ulois. He says, why can't I say that I understand it's 50-50, but to me, this, I want this side, even though you own over here, because to me, this is more valuable. I consider this part of the field so chashiv. Why? Whatever it is. Now, we agree this is 50% of the field. Why can't I say that? To me, this is more chashuv. Why is that not a valid claim? Says the Gemara, V'hilchus Yekai Yosef. Your race is right. Your race is right. A guy should be able to say, to me, this is chashuv. Says the Gemara, today Aris are Trey Nagri. What happens if it's two fields are Trey Nagri? There's a, whatever, there's a stream in the middle. Look at Rashi, exactly the case. Amar Rab, in this case, he's going Zeh Kofit Amit this time. This case, we for sure will force. Maskelav Yosef. Zimrin the high midval, the high low midval. Why? Again, maybe this one will, the stream will dry up on this side, and I don't want it. And therefore, a guy is allowed to be an action if he has a claim. Whether his claim is accurate or inaccurate is one thing. But if he has a claim, you have to accept him at his word. Says the Gemara, Amar Yosef Kigoyin Zeh. I'm sorry, Tarti Achad Nagro, but if they're both on the same stream, they're both getting the same stream, then Amar Yosef Kigoyin Zeh Kofit Amit this time. This case, I agree. Because it's the same stream. If it dries up for me, it dries up for you. So therefore, it's different. Masva Abayo, Matzi Amar Be'ina Da Apash Arisi. Why? I still have some type of claim. Okay, go look at Rashi exactly what the claim is. Says the Gemara, Hilchus Kigoyin Zeh Kofit Amit this time. It's not true. We don't take that into account. What exactly the case is, you can speak to Mark later, we learned this together, are the different scenarios of dividing the field. What do we see in this Gemara, Jeremy?
In scenarios where there is no loss at all to the owner slash possessor, he may be compelled to forego his rights for the benefit of another.
Meaning that sometimes Bezdin will say, I understand, but it's beneficial for him. Now, I understand. In Yerideo, we would never say something like that. In Archam, we would never say something like that. We see this, you said, that Bezdin will look at the bigger picture. Right, we'll zoom out. Am I chayav to give it to him? Technically, no. But if it's for him, it's better, then maybe Bezin will sometimes obligate you to do that. Because there's no loss on your side, and there's a benefit on that side. I am a tzimachorel v'raya, or I'm a muchzik, or all these other fancy words that we've been saying till now. Again, we're minimizing this concept. There's lots of sidei shemayim, and now there is... Sometimes, if it's beneficial for him and it's not detrimental to you, you're going to have to be, seemingly, again, this could be under the rubrics of let's just say Shemayim, maybe not, it's Machlokes, but yeah.
Let me ask you a question, comparing it to the case of Bar Metzora.
Okay.
So why by Bar Metzora does the purchaser say, the purchaser saying, this is important land for me, I want it, mm-hmm. and then the neighbor counters and says that, no, I'm the neighbor, it's more important for me, and we say, oh, neighbor's right, it's more important for him.
Because the buyer came here, after the purchaser, after the neighbor.
So?
The neighbor has rights when this house goes up for sale before the buyer even has that rights. His rights precede.
It's not a question of whose time is better. Right. It's a question of who had first.
Correct.
Right. And over here, it's a question of whose time is better, and then we don't get involved.
Correct. And this guy doesn't have a time. Or maybe he does. The racer says he might have a time. He could say, okay, sometimes we'll listen to it, sometimes not. Bezin will have to listen and say, is he making a claim that makes sense? If it makes sense, then it's a zech chaser. But if it's not a zech chaser, if you're not losing out, so then, Kofit Amit this time. Even though he's a muhsin. Yeah.
Let me just explain Bar Metzora, though, suggests that that only applies if the seller is the one who initiates proceedings.
That's a very, very big, important discussion.
And if someone comes to you with an offer and says, like, I want to buy your property,
yeah. It might be true. It's a big machlokes. When we'll learn
Bar Metzora. If the purchaser
meaning
offers,
he just said to you, well, when the seller wants to sell, then the Bar Metzora automatically has the first right. But meaning, what if I say, Surely, I want your property, and I make you this crazy offer?
Right.
So then it didn't go up
for
sale.
But he's saying that the right was always there, even before
right,
it was up for sale.
once you want to sell, you have to first ask the other guys.
It's not pashut. It's not. It's
machlokes rishonim.
We'll see. In the Gemara, we'll get to that sugya bar mitzvah later on in Chayshim Mishpat. It's a very important discussion because if I come knock on your door and I offer you way above asking price for your house, there might not even be bar mitzvah in the first place, because if it's above asking price, then bar mitzvah falls away anyways. Possibly. That's one thing. Even if it's not above asking price, let's say, or let's say above asking price won't fall away dina bar mitzvah, but it's possible that, like Robert's saying, or that as soon as I own my property and you're my neighbor, inherently built into that is I have first rights, so whenever you leave your property, I come first. So even if somebody else comes in, and other Rishonim say no, if somebody else, that's if I'm initiating. We'll get to that.
For bar mitzvah, do you get the first, at asking price, or, is it sort of a matching situation?
No, at asking price.
Okay.
You get asking price. If somebody's outpaying, there's no bar mitzvah halacha. Well, again, there's a lot of halachas. Bar mitzvah is a very complicated sugya, but Mitzvah Shem, I hope to tackle it one day also. One day.
Make sure you're wearing pads and other kinds of protection.
No, it's two-hand touch.
Okay. He said he wanted to tackle.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take that.
Sometimes when you're playing two-hand touch.
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree.
Whatever, yes. They can't all be winners. Most of mine aren't.
Don't say that. Yeah, don't say that.
All right, well, not
have it on record.
Otherwise.
Says the Gemara, in fact, so much so that the Gemara Bar Matzias has a famous story. Rabba Bar Bar Chonon, it says the Gersa, but it's probably supposed to be just Rabba Bar Chonon. Tavr Lei Hanashik Loi Chavita Dechamno. The movers that were moving his barrels of wine smashed a couple of his barrels and he lost wine. Shaka Leglumayu. So he went ahead and grabbed their clothing. Not from off their backs. They shouldn't be able to change back to their clothing. And this was what we call Tfiso. He says, listen, you guys broke $1,000 worth of my wine. I'm holding on to $1,000 worth of your clothing. That's it. You owe me money. So Amulei L'Rav, so the movers,
that's
the porters.
That's a judgment attachment.
Yes. And halachically, we look at that as valid. At times. We have to see when. Amulei L'Rav, so the porters came to complain to Rav. Amulei, havlu glumayu. Rav told Rav, give them back their clothing. Amulei, dina hachi? He said, really? That's halacha? Amulei, en. Yep, that's halacha. Laman telech b'derech tevim. The pasuk says you should go in the ways of the righteous, in the ways of the good people. Now, this doesn't sound like that's halacha. If that's halacha, then you don't need a pasuk of laman telech b'derech tevim. So, basically, what he's telling him is to do go above and beyond the letter of the law, as we'll see. And the Gemara says another story, continuing story. Yoav l'gemayu, so he gave them back the clothing. Amrulei, they came to Rav to complain. Aniya anan, we're very poor. V'tachinu, and I understand why. I mean, they're smashing people's things.
Right, they're not great movers.
Right, we're talking three schleppers. And we worked all day for him. V'kafinon v'leslan medium. We're starving and we never got paid. So Rabbi Chana doesn't want to pay them. Not only didn't you move my wine, but you lost my money. Amalei. So Rav said to Rabbi Chana, zil havagrayu.
You got to pay
them for their work. Amalei, dina hachi? Amalei, en. V'archa tzadikim tishmer.
Wow.
Pella de Yomara.
That's really what Flemish Rosa did. It's very similar to the story with Rav Huna and Brochus.
Very good. Very good tzusha. Yeah, the Masha makes the tzusha on that. But, very good. The point is, this is how Pella de Yomara. Now, this, if you look at the Masha, if you look at the Rishayim, and you look at the Gra and Mishle on that pasuk, the Gra is very Marech. This is not the standard. We do not require this of every person. Rav knew that Rav Vachana is ready for that level of Avodah Hashem. But generally speaking, if you're my mover and you smash my table, you're gonna owe me money, and I'm not allowed to do tefisa.
I've met the clients; none of them are at this level.
You met all the clients,
right.
And none of them are.
Right.
Also happens to be, right? We learned in Sanhedrin that Rav Avachanan and Rav both got smicha at the same time.
Correct.
So he's held to a higher standard, maybe because he's a judge.
That's what Rav is telling him. For you, and for you...
Not because he was a massive Talmud Chacham and a Gadol Ador, but also because people are going to look to him to set the standard. He can't ask other people to go listen to Mishur Sadin as a judge if he himself doesn't.
Interesting. Okay. Lefnim Mishur Sadin is very subjective. I hear what you're saying. You're saying, in general, if you're going
to
be...
You have to lead by example.
I hear what you're saying. Interesting. I suggest, if you have this Shabbos a couple of minutes, literally, it takes 4 or 5 minutes, open up this Pasuk in Mishlei, open up the Gro, and look what he writes about this Gemara. Amazing, amazing piece in the Gro, very important to see. If you want to know where the Pasuk is in Mishlei, it's very unclear. Chaf, I think it is. Mishlei Chaf. Look at the Pasuk. They're both the same Pasuk. But this concept of going with Fumashu said then, the reason why I'm saying to look it up is because Le'nechav Yerushalayim, Ela Shehalchu, Donu Dineim Al Din Toru. The Gemara says the reason why Yerushalayim was destroyed is because people didn't go to Lufthim Mashiach Sadin. So look at that Gemara.
What is it, Mishnah? Proverbs?
Proverbs, yeah.
Why do all these other people steal Rashi print? Can't they restrict themselves to not stealing Rashi print?
He didn't trademark it.
That's it. Got it.
Who's all these other people? Who are you referring to?
He may have trademarked it, but the protection rights ran out.
Oh, you're right.
Okay. It was only in France, not in Germany.
After his death or whatever it is. With Walt Disney,
after right. King Louis got his head chopped off.
It was in France, so it didn't transfer to Germany.
Right.
It could be it wasn't international trademark protection.
Yeah, I got it. You need an international convention. It just didn't exist at that time.
could you like, tell us what the Gemara says there?
This is the way that I would think about this. The concept of Lifnim Meshuras Adin going above and beyond the letter of the law demands that one overlook his own legal rights from a moral perspective when the situation calls for it, irrespective of the letter of the law.
That's why you need to go to a dayan, because you're so nageh b'dover, you'll never bring yourself to go Lifnim Meshuras Adin, because you've convinced yourself that you're right.
Many times you're right.
Yeah.
Many times you're right. To just come to the end of this, at least for now, you look at Shulchan Aruch and you're in Cheshem Mishpat Yud Beis, the next page, your Rambam brings down, Ve'ein Bezdin Yecharon Lachuf Likanas Lefnei Meshuras Adin. Bezdin can't force Lefnei Meshuras Adin. Af Al Pi Shenero Lehem Shub Neroi. Even though Bezdin seized that it should be like that. V'yesh Chalkim. Great, right? V'yesh Chalkim. Look at the Pesach Tshuva. Pesach Tshuva on the bottom, in Siv Vav, Sivkot Vav. Ayin Bach Shadaiti La Halocha Ke Hayesh Chalkim. The Kaifrina Lomev Lefnei Meshuras Adin. We do force people to do Lefnei Meshuras Adin. Imayechel is Biyadei Lase Shu Asher, if you can afford it. Again, Lefnei Meshuras Adin is very, again, subjective, depending on each person separately.
But like, we have halachas that say you can't treat poor people separately. So if you were saying that you have to enforce Lefnei Meshuras Adin,
If he's rich,
then now you are necessarily, you know,
That's an interesting point.
I don't know.
Necessarily what? Finish.
Why do we look at Pshara as if it's Lifnim Meshuras Adin? It could be a hedge.
We're not talking about Pshara now. Who's talking about Pshara now?
That's what he starts by saying there.
Who said anything about Pshara?
I mean, there's quite a halacha.
He says,
Shulchan Aruch, you can't treat
Rashai Bezdin Lasa's Pshara Bin.
I wasn't reading the Mechaber. I was reading the
Rishonis. But is Pshara considered Lifnim Meshuras Adin? It is.
It's Sanhedrin Dazayin.
I'm not there yet.
Vav.
I'm there.
Is Pshara halacha or is Pshara a way out? It's a big discussion. We'll get to Pshara.
Pshara is a way of life.
It's a way to stay happily
very
married.
Very profound.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tim.
It's not halacha. It's a way of life.
Thanks, Tim. That brings up that question?
I never thought of it. I didn't see it. I don't know. I think it's an interesting question.
Very odd.
If it's a rich man, he's asking a very simple question. If it's a rich man, then we're treating him different. That we're going to force him to do Lifnei Meshuras Adin because of
din.
His wealth. That means we're treating rich men different than.
But that's not din. That's the answer.
No,
you can't treat
no,
them.
No, but Yesh Cholkim is that we can force.
But that's in din. This is Lifnei Meshuras Adin.
But the din is to force Lifnei Meshuras Adin.
But that's not.
But that's the din. The din is to force Lifnei Meshuras Adin. I think it's a valid aura, no?
It's definitely a valid aura.
What? Mark the day, everyone. Robert thinks I have a valid aura.
I think you need to give an answer that fits the circumstances. And,
but that doesn't...
No, it does, but just because it's not a universal answer doesn't mean it doesn't fit the circumstances. This guy needs to do it for personal reasons. It needs to have a certain impact upon the person.
This is not Lassi Sidei Shemayim. This is Lefnei Meshuras Adin. It's two different things. Before we were discussing Lassi Sidei Shemayim, it's on you to do the right thing if you know what the right thing is.
Even though it won't be enforced in court.
Correct. That's part one that we discussed today. We went on to part two. We're doing beyond the letter of the law. We're saying that we can force certain people. We see Rav did it. Rav forced Rabbi Bachana to live with Lifnei Meshuras Adin. So I guess maybe it's not only rich people, even poor people if they're Talmid Chachamim or Dayanim. So
no, I think it's you have arrived from the Gemara,
poor.
First of all.
It's about
because he just suggested it. He agreed at the end. You don't
he said,
see
Dina Hachi? The gross
Dina Hachi.
For you, that's a din.
But he accepted it. I'm saying, we can't have a machoikis over here. We have a raya that V.H. Cholkim. What do you mean V.H. Cholkim? You have a raya from the Gemara that for certain
people. That's because he was on that level. Because you dino hachi for you dino hachi, yes.
Oh, his answer was not.
Wait a second. The Mechaber first says that you can never force the Flemish Rishon Lezion. And then there's a Yesh Cholkim. You're bringing a Gemara that you're saying is a raya that for certain people you could. So you bring a raya to the Yesh Cholkim, it doesn't make sense.
The Mechaber has
it
sad. It's not explicit in the Gemara.
It's not explicit. Oh, I agree.
It's not explicit. There's two ways to look at it.
No, I agree.
Either the Pshat is he was able to force him, or the other Pshat is he agreed.
I totally agree with what you're saying. What I'm trying to bring out to Isaac's point, it's not only rich people. Meaning the Torah says, don't treat rich people different. What I'm seeing in the Gemara is sometimes we don't only treat rich people different, but there are certain people we'll treat different. Rich people because of their money. People like Rabbi Chana because of their tzitkas.
All right.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, there are two separate things. I mean, the Bach is clearly saying it's rich because they're rich. I don't know if you
generally speaking,
just legitimizing discrimination. This is unconstitutional.
It's not discrimination.
Okay.
It's more of...
No, it is a script. Treating people differently
because of
capitalism. Characteristics. Is
not because of color skin.
Well.
That's not racism.
I didn't say it was racism. I said it was discrimination.
Oh, discrimination, you said. That's fair. Okay. Back to the Pesach Tshuva. V'chein, v'chein nargen b'chol bezn b'Yisrael, lachif la'asher b'dover roi v'nochrin, v'avol p'she'en adin kach. And the Bach says, and I know that's not the halacha, but that's what Batei Din should do. And he says, go look what's happening. That's what happens. Bezin will try to force the guy that could afford to take the loss.
Okay, they want to know why people don't go to Bezin.
Is that still happening?
I don't know. This is Pesach.
I have a sneaking suspicion that depending on the Bezin, it's not.
So, really, I wanted to continue, but I'm not. We're just going to do, Jeremy's just going to summarize for us the next two Marmakomis, because it's really, as you see on the side, the rest of the pages are the yes or Ian. If you just want to go into the sugya more,
as Jeremy will,
he's going to tell us just the summary of what's about to come.
Based on what I'm seeing, the poskim disagree whether a bezdin can force a party to act lifnei mishuras hadin beyond the letter of the law when it is clear to the dayanim that it would be the moral imperative. Pisklei Tshuva cites the Bach that all to the effect that all batei din do in fact enforce the standard of lifnei mishuras hadin.
Got it. The next two Marmakomis are the Ketzois / Nesivis, and Shalos Teshuvos Tzemach Tzedek. I'm just going to, without going through the sugya itself, it's a very geshmak machlikis and very yisoidistic machlikis Ketzois and Nesivis. If you look, we'll just go to the summary straight. The Ketzois Echosh and Nesivis, I much would disagree whether Cheskes Mamon, meaning the presumption of ownership in monetary law, follows the regular principles of Chazaka, meaning all places we say Chazaka. Chazaka by the mikvah being 40 saw before we went in or whatever it is. Cheskes Chai, Cheskes, what all is Cheskes Mamon like that? The Ketzoi says yeah, or is it in a category of its own? The Nefesivus says Cheskes Mamon is a totally different Chazaka, and it's very important because we're talking about Chazakas. The guy's holding on to money. Is that like any other Chazaka, or is it different? And the ramifications are immense. Look at the Ketzoi and the Nefesivus. It's very important, even though the Ketzoi seems to be chaylik with himself later on.
Wow.
And that's one thing.
We know also that the chazaka can't be the roif, but the cheskes mamon be the roif.
We discussed that last week, correct. Correct.
So you see that it's already a different category.
Possibly that's a good raya. Possibly. That was really what we discussed last week in the beginning. Yeah, it could be. The other thing is a very interesting tshuva, in my opinion, of the Tzemach Tzedek. Tzemach Tzedek being Rebbe Nachman el Krachmal. So this is 350, 400 years ago. Not the Lubavitch. That's why I'm saying no.
I was about to rip it. Yeah, I don't know.
Got to get one of these nicknames. They're just too good.
You got to earn it. You don't get it. You got to earn it. So the Tzemach Tzedek is a early Tshuva Sefer, literally 350 years ago, whatever it is. So Tzemach Tzedek discusses the parameters of enforcing Lefnei Mishuras Hadin. Right? We left it very vague. The Bach says we do, whatever, we're fine. But he suggests that all agree to verbal enforcement, meaning Bezin shall strongly insist that the parties do so, even though they don't actually force them to do it. He says, even if Bezin doesn't, but Bezin should really tell them how they really, really feel, but not do anything about it, like
coercive. They're coming to them for a psak. So you're saying they should issue a verbal recommendation and a psak that has nothing to do with that recommendation?
There's psak and then there's Lefnei Mishuras Hadin.
Yeah, I understand that. So what are we saying?
In Lefnei Mishuras Hadin, they should only verbally suggest it, not enforce it.
They have to issue a psak. The psak says Lefnei Mishuras Hadin, or he says something else.
There's two things. The halacha is that you're not chayiv in this case.
Right.
Lefnei Mishur Zadin, for your standards, based on the your financial situation.
Forget about different categories. What goes in psak?
Psak
has to be written, yes.
Psak does not have to be written.
I can't enforce unless it's written. So I'm not signing an arbitration agreement in which they don't agree to a written psak.
I don't know what you're saying.
You're talking on different things.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
He doesn't mean.
I know what that
verbal
means.
He doesn't mean verbal versus written. He means that, like, being a bezdin.
You should encourage it.
I understand.
A bezdin can.
What goes in a psak? Because if I'm a litigant, I'm not listening to anything that's other than in a written psak.
So the written psak is your pater.
Okay.
Or chayiv.
Thank you.
By the way, you should know, based on your financial status,
yeah,
you and based on your level of Yiddishkeit,
right,
you probably should give him dot. $50, $1,000, $100.
Right. So I'm not listening to anything that comes before the bus.
So you're not interested in listening to what you said then?
Right.
Fine. Maybe you're not ready for that.
Right.
But Bezin should verbally tell everybody,
okay,
even though the Bach says they should force everybody. He doesn't mean force, it means to notify them of their obligation,
right,
but that's it. After that, they pick up the hand. Okay, it's an interesting tshuva in the Tzemach Tzedek, very important, about different scenarios along these lines. We'll stop here for now, and Be'ez Hashem, next week we'll start a little bit, again, still in the Hagdama parameter of Chayshim Mishpat, but something along these lines.
How
a little
do you
different.
Translate?